Ramble.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Tripod. We've got a special day planned for you all, but first, introductions. Who am I pointing to?
The host of today's episode.
Eugene. And who's that?
Hey, what's up? I'm Zach. I'm playing for everyone watching back home. Thanks for watching. Thanks for believing me. I'm going to make you proud.
And over here we have...
I'm Keith. I'm from Tennessee, and I like balloons.
And running the ones and twos.
What the fuck's up? It's your boy. Eating? I'm eating a fig cake.
Okay.
Yeah. You got extra?
Nah, there's some in the kitchen if
I
you want some.
I want a fig cake.
I can go get you some.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Okay.
Gotta be covered in ants.
And our final contestant over here.
And I'm Ned. I like warm hugs and tax returns filed on time.
Woo! All right, Keith, yeah. Hit us with this game show theme song.
What's the word? What's the word? What's the word with Eugene? What's the word? What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
Miles, give us some background on this. Where did this game come from?
Hey, big boy.
Hey, what's up? This is a game that we popularized in episode 77 of the 78 of the tripod, where Eugene brings in a special secret word and everybody takes that word, brings it into their brain, and spits out some garbage.
What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word
with Eugene?
Woo!
But this time, because Zach started a contestant identity thing going, we're going to gamify it.
Yes,
and live. I am going to decide by the end who is the winner and who's a shitty ooh, loser.
Wow.
Basically based on whoever happens to have my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word. That's the word with Eugene.
So... I'm basically just doing this word random generator. I'm going to say the word. Y'all are going to discuss your opinions on it. And I'm going to decide who's right. Because this is where we're at now. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
This is what we need.
All right, we're Eugene.
So everyone,
what's the word? What's the word, Eugene?
All right.
It's time for the first word?
The first word.
The first word.
The first word. The first word, Eugene.
And everyone at home, start placing your bets on who you think will win, because it really truly is anyone's game, because we are making this up as we go. Welcome to What's the Word. Here is your first word. Your first word with Eugene is cruise ship.
Oh boy. Ship. Controversy.
Go ahead, Zach. Buzz. Cruise ships suck, okay? We should outlaw them. They're done. There's no room for cruise ships in the year 2020 of our Lord and Savior. They're just little fucking cesspools of a virus, and then people vomit, and also, like, the fuck are you doing on a cruise ship?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a floating hotel with bad amenities.
The only thing you ever hear about cruise ships is everyone getting norovirus and shitting their brains out. And that was before coronavirus, where then you just hear everyone getting coronavirus.
I was a child, and I went on the big red boat, and I had a fucking great time. There were Looney Tunes characters. It was a blast.
What is the big red boat?
The big red boat was the, like, Warner-owned property, competitor to the Disney Cruise Line. It wasn't actually owned by Warner. They just licensed a bunch of, like, those types of characters. However, I learned the Macarena on that fateful trip.
Well, then that's a pretty big day.
And then after I got off the boat, we went to Disney World.
You're kind of selling me on this cruise ship. Maybe you guys want to take a cruise?
I got lost on the boat. And I found my way.
Oh, no.
Because it was big, and I was 9, and I was so confused because it was a big red boat. And then they had little shuttle boats called little red boats, and I got seasick on it.
You know, it's true. I've been on a cruise ship once, and the only thing I could think about was this would be great for, like, a 9 or a 10-year-old because they're old enough that you can just let them go. You can just let them run around, do whatever, because they're not going to leave. They're not going to fall off.
I just remembered that I crashed a bingo tournament on the main deck, and I sat with some random old lady, and she said I was her good luck charm.
No.
And she did win, and I got $5.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude, cruise ships sound awesome.
I had a great time.
Wait, Zach, have you never been on a cruise ship?
No, so my family has always just been very anti-cruise ships. They're like, that's stupid. Like, why would we go there? We can go anywhere else and not be on the water. Maybe my mom gets seasick. Maybe that's part of it. So I've grown up in an anti-cruise ship household. And to be honest, growing up, I'm like, I kind of want to go on a cruise ship. I want to know what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of like seeing culture, you're in a
the anti-culture.
Yeah. You're in a kind of a sameness void.
Well, you go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, but you're there for like 3 hours. That's not the same as like living in a city for 4 or 5 days.
That's true.
By the way, there was a norovirus outbreak at my college. It was wild. Every single person that I knew was like, "You're sick?" I was like, "Yeah, but yeah, I guess I could still take a hit of that joint." And then every single one of my friends got norovirus.
It's very contagious.
3 days of nonstop shitting and vomiting. Welcome to the tripod. Just was the worst thing that I've ever experienced personally.
Hey. Miles, you got a horse in this race. I want to hear your cruise ship opinion.
Your horse, Miles.
I like boats.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miles.
Yeah, I've never been on a cruise ship, but I've always thought it'd be cool because then you can do like a slip and slide, but you're on the water, but you're on a boat.
Yeah, there are water slides on a boat. How fucking nuts is that?
That's cool.
Should we start the tri-cruise? Okay, hear me out. It's a big boat. Rob Gronkowski did a cruise. Why can't we? Weezer did a cruise. Why can't we?
We're just like them.
We're exactly like them.
Yeah.
We're exactly like
them.
We could have a cruise where there's different quarters. We split the boat into four quadrants.
Super dope.
Okay, yes. Based on each of us.
I call the bottom. I call the base of the boat. Suckers.
That's like all the bedrooms are blue.
That's the most dangerous part. You want to be higher up when there's a Titanic situation.
For the thrill seekers out there.
All right. So I've been on a cruise. It was an Alaskan cruise.
Ooh, I would do that cruise.
Good one.
Yeah, so it was very, the crowd was older. Mm-hmm. There was lots of seafood.
When in your life was this?
This was when my little sister biked to Alaska from Austin for charity.
Oh, wow. That's a long bike ride.
Crazy. But it was good. It was for cancer research.
Is that the bike ride where she like...
The birds?
Birds.
Oh, she put a bird out of its misery with her bare hands? Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's a different story. It's a different story.
She got very in touch with her
nature side.
Yeah.
Did she put the blood on her face?
She did.
Yeah.
Okay. My family is very...
What?
Okay, we're going to brush over that.
Breeze by it.
But you know...
in front of our live studio audience in Orlando, Florida.
What's the word? Here's the
story. Eugene. Wait, I want to hear more of your story.
Well, it was boring, but it was also beautiful because Alaska's really cool. You went to all the little islands. So I think cruises also depend on where you go.
Yeah.
I think the actual cruise itself, the idea of it is kind of gross. Yeah. So I'm kind of split between, I'm going to give Keith first right now.
Yes.
Because his story made me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, awesome. Even though you've never been on a ship, I'm going to give Zach the second spot.
Wow, he's because really you were very passionate. Yeah.
Ned, I liked your opinion, but it was not as funny as Key stories.
Oh, okay.
But Miles is going to be in last because he just said he liked boats.
I do like boats. I think boats are
without
cool.
Without elaborating.
Eugene, somebody described me in the comments as a simp for Eugene. And I would just like to say, thanks for including me.
Oh, maybe. Okay, you are now, you get the 2 points and I'm bumping Ned to bottom.
Whoa, rough.
Oh, I get to be on the bottom of the cruise ship.
All right, so.
Do you see Titanic? They were partying the hardest in the bottom.
They were the coolest people. Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they were.
Going for it.
But then they all died.
Sure, but most people died anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, do you watch Titanic and you go, I want to be Billy Zane, or like I want to be having dinner where I have to like know where my little forks to go?
You want
to
be Leo DeCaps. You want to party on tables and paint naked ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Why don't they make a well, I guess that's probably why they wouldn't make a Titanic experience cruise line, but where it's like the movie experience, but without all the sinking.
The Titanic.
How does
experience.
It end?
That would be fun. The first half of Titanic.
Yeah,
okay, they have it.
It's called first act.
They made a cruise where you do the same voyage without the sinking and the iceberg, you dress up in the old school like post-Victorian garb. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Yeah,
and scary.
My favorite story about my mom that she'll be furious that I'm telling. She and my sister went to the Titanic exhibit in New York, and they have a recreation of the stairs, like the beautiful staircase.
Meet me at the clock.
And
I remember this.
You know how your parents, like when you sometimes like when you tell them to be quiet, they just get pissed. So my mom goes to the tour guide and goes, "Now, excuse me, is this the real stairs from the Titanic?" And my sister goes, "Mom, shut up." And she goes, "Well, what? Let me ask you." It's like, "Mom, shut up." And she got mad. She's like, "Let me ask the question. Is this the real stairs?" And no, ma'am, they're on the bottom of the ocean. And then she broke down crying and realized, or laughing crying and realized it was the dumbest thing she's ever asked.
The dumb question. But but yeah. funny. Okay, what's the word?
What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
Oh, shit. Word number two.
And this is just a random word generator on some website?
It's like the Pictionary word generators.
Oh.
Word number two.
Maybe this is a game. Maybe we can make a board game out of this.
just talk about words.
Here's a word.
I believe this is just like a flashcard entry to college. Like,
I don't think this is not a game.
There's icebreakers.
Cards Against Humanity, but about your opinions about things.
Also, you need a friend named Eugene to play this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes with a little action figure of Eugene, and you push the button, and you hear the song, and then you throw out a word that you've recorded.
Uh-huh.
And then we release updates. It's like, with over 150 new words.
And Eugene kind of likes Cruz.
Neddy, okay?
Oh, God. I just burped right as I was running out of breath.
I was very disoriented. Your last breath.
My last breath was a burp.
This game show's already off the rails.
What's the word?
I love it. The word is... nap.
I controversially do not nap. The only times I ever nap any time in a year is if I am sick and I did not rest properly the night before. That is the only time I nap. I never nap. I'm a no napper. I didn't nap in kindergarten. I didn't nap in college. I don't nap now. I don't nap.
Keith, go the fuck off, my dude. Naps fuck me up. If I take a nap, it ruins my whole day. If I take a nap, something bad has happened. And sometimes I want to take a nap because I don't sleep well,
right.
But it wrecks me.
Look, you guys are correct and all, like, factually, but naps are my dirty little secret, my guilty little pleasure.
Oh,
I know it's bad for me. I know it's not actually going to make
me
feel better.
Go off, Daddy. Yes,
but
Daddy.
But if it's, like, a Saturday and you don't have anything to do,
okay.
Or, like, even a Friday and if you took the day off, like...
You're talking about, like, 2 p.m. ish?
A little 2 p.m. nap. Just get
lunch.
Dirty
you're
with
dad.
It. And
okay.
You're like,
dad.
It doesn't matter if you don't feel great afterwards because you fell asleep in the middle of the day.
I also imagine as a parent, naps huge for you. That's a time that you get back.
That's true.
When West goes
it's
down,
it's also sort of time that you just don't you lose forever because you're just asleep. But
I meant when West naps.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. When West naps, that's you can finally do whatever you want. So even if you want to sleep, that's great. If you want to like do something else, that's great too.
Now, naps,
yeah.
Bad. Knapsacks, awesome. What a fun word for a backpack.
Oh,
knapsack?
Oh,
my God.
Knapsack.
Fucking awesome.
I
love
it. Like a weird sleeping bag. Okay, so there's one type of nap that I admit that I do sometimes, and that is the watching a normal procedural drama sitting on the couch dad nap, where you fall asleep like this. You fall asleep just with your head sort of back on the couch, and it's an actual little cat nap. It's like 15 or 20 minutes, and you're just lulled by some boring TV show into a pleasant, upright, seated nap. I can get down on that from time to time.
Y'all want a nap hack?
Oh,
yeah.
Not a knapsack. Nap hack?
Uh-huh.
Nap hack.
Have a little bit of caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Then... take a nap.
True.
The caffeine's going to kick in about 20 minutes or so. You're going to wake up and you're going to be ready to fuck today up.
Mm-hmm. That advice has always made sense like in my mind, but when I put it in practice, it does not work.
Because the first sip, you're like, I'm ready. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the idea that you're drinking
Start
coffee wakes you up.
Shitting everywhere.
Miles, Miles, what's your nap opinion?
I wake up real sweaty.
From the nap. I do agree. Naps are warm.
I'll wake up sweaty and kind of disoriented. And if you go more than 15 minutes, you're in no zone.
You sleep too hard.
You sleep
nap
too
hard.
Yeah, nap too hard. I did take a nap on my birthday recently. And
recently
birthday nap.
one of my more recent birthdays
and it was good nap. I only did it for like 15 minutes and I did the caffeine nap. I took a coffee and then I went to sleep and it worked.
Okay, if you're to nap, what's the time threshold? What are you aiming for?
2 hours.
10 minutes.
No way.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, if you're gonna go
that's
for
a heavy
it
nap.
You gotta go for it.
That's like two
20
run
minutes
cycles.
It's like, what's the point? I did that in college when I was pulling all-nighters. When I'm a big man, adult, I do a two-hour nap.
I figure you're a dad. You're getting it while the getting's good, right?
You got a nap.
That's micro sleeping at that point. I don't know what that is.
That's, Eugene? I don't sleep.
So this might not be common knowledge, but I suffer from insomnia.
Yeah, woo, that's true.
Yeah, therefore, go off.
Naps are wonderful respites in my day, especially with the 2020 having us inside most of the time. I enjoy a nice siesta. In fact, sometimes my body just happens to force itself to siesta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say
that.
You
don't nap, you collapse.
Ned, you went from last, and now you got the first place points.
Wow.
I liked also how sexual you made it sound.
I do, yeah. Well, it is a little dirty, because you don't feel great after a nap. That's true. You guys are correct.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, I think Miles, I didn't understand what you were talking about, but I kind of liked this, your enthusiasm, and also the...
Also, you're a simp for Eugene. Also,
yeah, you're a simp. So I'm giving you the second place.
I do stand Eugene.
I enjoyed, both Keith and Zach were anti-nap up top, but I'm going to say Keith set that tone, so I'm giving him the last place points.
Oh, dang.
That's true. I came out the gate being like, fuck naps.
Man, this is anyone's game. That like totally turned the order in its head.
Okay, I just have a nap question for the nap kings over here. Because I always, okay, so they say like a 15, 20 minute nap or like a 40 minute nap. Those are the perfect units of time. Mm-hmm. I know you disagree with 2 hours. I just always have this nap anxiety.
Perfect for what? I mean, like I said, 2 hours is terrible for you. Okay. It's not good. The best thing is to go to bed at exactly the same time every night, wake up at the exact same time, and have that time be enough sleep that you need to go through the day.
But Ned, what I like naps about why you're getting top scores is you know it's scientifically bad.
Yeah.
But I do it anyway.
Dirty boy.
Dirty
this
boy.
This is Ned's dirtiest secret. All right.
What's the word?
What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
Round three.
The word is...
I found Velcro on the floor.
Velcro on the floor.
The word is sweater vest.
You don't like this, Miles?
Sweater vest.
Wow.
Sweater vest?
Sweater vest.
Two words.
Well, it's two words this time. We're going crazy.
Wow.
What's your opinion on a sweater vest?
I'm going to go ahead and say I've probably worn a sweater vest less than 3 times in my life. Wow. Like, when would I have worn one recently? To me, it's pretty popular toddler apparel and snarky Ivy League school student apparel or Hogwarts student. Mm, they wear a lot of sweater vests.
Or a stepbrother's Halloween costume.
Yeah. It's typically worn, I guess it's associated with intelligence.
But like douchey intelligence.
Yeah, like wealthy intelligence, I think.
Old money.
The word. Old money, brainy.
Because you want to keep your chest warm, but like leave your hands free to push down the people that don't have as much money as you.
I want reverse. Sleeves.
But nothing in the middle?
Yeah, because my torso always hot.
You should get basketball sleeves.
My limbs... Old. Is that a thing I could do?
Yeah, they have like compression sleeves to get you better at shooting.
You need really the opposite. You just need the sleeves.
Need yeah, sleeves. I need sweater sleeves. Sweater sleeves. Because somebody who's listening fastened me a pair of Christmas sweater sleeves.
Ooh, with like a strap across?
Yeah, with like a string that connects yeah. the two arms so that they don't slump down my hands.
I feel like I should be getting more sweater vests.
You
I
should.
Mean, I am an Ivy League
yeah.
douchebag on occasion. I'm afraid
Wes,
of it.
You and Wes could match.
I could match Wes. We do dress Wes up with a lot of sweater vests. Adorable. But I feel like sweater vests are the fashion moment that I'm afraid of, that I'm not fully embracing my people.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it phonetically. I have nothing, you know, I don't encounter sweater vests. I'll never wear a sweater vest, but I'm always looking for very specific words to use in comedy. And a sweater, like someone screaming like, "Mom, grab my sweater vest." It just is a more specific, funny thing. Yeah. And I'm going to incorporate that into some of my life.
What about you, Miles?
For smart guys.
Like Taj Mahal?
Yeah, they're for smart guys, I feel like. For sweater vests, like I think Ned's correct that if you wear a sweater vest, it's sort of a similar to how glasses also make you a smart guy.
But I feel like glasses are for the people. Sweater vests is for the 1%.
Yeah, that's true. They're elite smart guys. I don't think I could pull off a sweater vest, but I'd be willing to try.
Picture someone wearing a sweater vest in your head right now. Is it Bill Gates? You bet it is.
Doug Funny.
Doug Funny.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Bill fuck. Gates I do Doug like Funny. Doug Funny.
You know, I think based on all your answers, I got to give it to Keith because the sweater sleeves is a very, very funny product pitch.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Funny.
Eugene, do you think you could pull off a sweater vest?
You know, I used to wear a sweater vest in college occasionally.
Yeah.
What?
I just had two that I got from my stepdad because he used to wear them in like the 70s. The 70s and 80s, they were kind of big. So yeah, I'd wear them with like a button down. Sometimes I'd put a tie so it looked very, very like Ivy League.
Ooh.
But it was very much like me being a naughty schoolboy.
You bad.
You wore a coat over it probably.
Sometimes I put a coat over it. Yeah.
Zach, I'm so sorry. It's taken me so long to this podcast to say something, but the flap of your collar is up.
Fuck!
And you look like an idiot.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. You look... Oh no.
So no!
It's been up this whole time.
What do you do? Why did you let me get away with
it? I don't know. I don't know. I was like, I should tell him. And we would sing the funny song and I would forget.
You know what would help? You know what would help keep the flap down?
Huh?
A sweater vest.
A sweater vest.
Man, Zach, I gotta give you the lowest points on this.
Yeah, I'm going to leave.
No, you're still in the game.
You're still in the game. I feel bad. It's going to get fucked up again. It's probably
just a jacket.
Take my bandana. Put it over the collar.
There you go.
Wasn't
just like
what
that.
I was imagining.
Just like
Whoa,
that. Yes.
Zach, that's cool.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, what do you think? If I tie it, you thinking like this?
Yeah, so if you're not watching on YouTube, yes, I read comments. Zach is now wearing it like
Oh, your collar got all fucked up underneath it. Okay, thank God.
It's fucked up underneath, but it's fine.
Yeah. All right, now I'm now I'm a bandit.
I feel like Eugene pulls off that look pretty good, and you're kind of rocking it now.
What?
The bandana look around the neck.
You're such a simp for Eugene. This is my moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a deep bandana.
Ned,
it's
I liked that fashion edition you just suggested. You're getting second place.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And Miles, thank you again, giving you the third place.
Hey, I like how tickled you are over there. You're having a great time.
I'm having a ball.
I need to, you know what? I got to get the mirror out.
Zach. I like
you're
this look.
You're just saddling up for dessert at Olive Garden.
It also looks like you could be like hiding a goiter because it's very like pronounced.
A goiter?
Yeah. You know, when the neck growth from a lack of iodine.
Okay.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah. That's why we don't have them anymore. That's one of the reasons they made iodized salt is because people just didn't have enough iodine. People got goiters. Yeah,
and now we just keep iodine in our salt for really no functional reason. We have plenty of iodine in our diets.
Yeah, it's good to have.
But we have plenty.
You shouldn't be. You're not using iodized salt.
Well, of course not. That's how the government controls your brains. I'm not a fucking sucker.
I have some iodized salt, but I also have sea salt. I have multiple salts.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you guys. I'll like, you know, you salt your little pot and pan to, to bring your water to a boil. We have our fancy salt, like our Himalayan pink sea salt. And then from a Without a Recipe that we filmed at home, I have like that big old fucking Morton's tub. And so I'm like, I'm just going to use the Morton's tub for the pan. And Maggie's like, no, you got to use the good stuff. I'm like, this is water season.
No, she's wrong.
You listening,
definitely,
Maggie?
Definitely don't listen to You Can Sit With Us.
Maggie!
Bad advice.
Maggie, you're wrong, girl.
You're crazy.
I mean, sure, like maybe if you're like a rich sweater vest person and use your fancy salt in the water.
Yeah.
I dip my rock into the pot and then I put it back in the cabinet.
The reason you salt water
salt
is
rock.
To make the temperature it boils at higher. It's not to impart a ton of flavor to the noodles.
Well, that's controversial. Some people say it is actually to season the noodles.
Well, it does season the noodles, but that's not like the primary reason, I think.
What is the science? I know that it does bring the boiling temperature, boiling point easier, but why? How?
It raises the, I think as there's more like particles in the water itself.
It also helps you float.
I don't quite remember.
You
maybe
float
like
easier in salt
water. There's like a couple, like it, like it'll make the freezing point lower. It'll make the boiling point higher.
Eugene is bored. This is not a word from Eugene.
What's the word? What's the word? Eugene.
What's the word with Eugene?
Okay.
You saved me from my Dead Sea story.
Yeah.
I think it's called Le Chatelier's Principle.
The word is...
I like that. I'm into it.
The word is Chick-fil-A.
That's not a word. That's a proper noun.
It's a Pictionary word generator.
Here's my thing about Chick-fil-A. Bigotry. Might just be the secret ingredient that makes it so delicious. You know, do I want my chicken to be made by bigots? No. Is the chicken objectively phenomenal? Yes.
Well, I don't think
if
the employees
the secret,
are the bigots.
No, but the chicken's got to come from somewhere.
It's
and maybe
true.
The chickens are bigots.
That's.
But I want to eat, if I'm going to eat a chicken, I want to eat a bigot chicken because I want to be like, you should die for what
it
you
was,
said.
You're killing bigotry by eating all those big-headed chickens.
Exactly.
I would say, as someone who knows a lot about a lot of different fast food menus, I think that now that the Popeye's sandwich is so good and now that the Carl's Jr. / Hardee's chicken tenders are so good, I no longer see it as like a problem that I can't have Chick-fil-A because of the big, you know, the bigotry. So because I have other chicken outlets that are not bigots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know.
Can I just I want to add to my statement for people out there. I did stop eating Chick-fil-A when it came out. And it really hurt me because I did not grow up with Chick-fil-A. So I moved to L.A.
Yeah.
The first time I ever had Chick-fil-A was here in Hollywood. I'm like, holy
fuck. Oh, that must
fuck,
been crazy for you.
This is incredible. Yeah. I've been eating this Burger King chicken bullshit.
Yeah.
And then,
the Burger King chicken
that was
your frame of reference?
Yeah, man.
Oh, God. It's some of the worst on the market.
It's better than McDonald's, but then Wendy's I got. Wendy's pretty good. But anyway,
McDonald's got better, too.
Like, maybe 7 months after I moved here, eating Chick-fil-A is when this whole thing came out. And I had to like sacrifice this new love and rip it from my heart.
Sacrifice things for what you believe in.
I mean, they also have really good
fries.
Good
fries. They do have
the waffles.
The waffle fries are good.
And the sauces?
They have some secret sauces that are dope.
They're so good.
A full rainbow of sauces. It's crazy.
I like it and all, but like it's nothing compared to Shake Shack's chicken sandwich. That shit slaps.
Shake and Shake Shack right now is offering a promotion of their spicy chicken sandwich, which I had.
Keith, do you have a secret sponsorship?
No, yeah, I wish.
Very
I fucking
salesy.
Wish. I know. I just had the spicy chicken sandwich and it was very good. It was very spicy, even the mild.
Ooh. So you're saying that's a promotion? Like it's cheaper than normal?
No, it's just they only have it right now.
A shared hot take amongst us is
they
that
have
the
4 levels of spice. Wow. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
A shared hot take amongst us is that the chicken sandwich at Shake Shack is the best thing on the menu.
I mean, that shit slaps.
It's
I
really
ordered
good.
32 of them for a That's party.
True. The only thing that,
back when parties were a thing.
The only thing that really parallels it is they have this the Smoke Shack burger, which is the burger with these like red peppers on it, and it's spicy, but it's so delicious, and nobody knows about it. I feel like nobody knows about it. I discovered it in the Eat the Menu Shake Shack, and it is now the burger that I order.
Really?
Yeah, and I had never had
Sounds
it.
Sounds kind of gross, to be honest.
It's really good. They have these cherry peppers on it, so it's spicy and tangy, and boy, oh boy, is it delicious.
I stand by
Check
it.
Out your local Shake Shack today. Tell them Keith sent you.
Miles, what's your Chick-fil-A opinion?
Oh, it's hard not to buy shit from evil billionaires. It's like really hard.
That's a great point. Yeah,
that's true.
Because most of them are evil.
Yeah.
You ever been to evil?
You ever been to a concert? A lot of stuff was made about Coachella, but that dude also owns Live Nation, which runs just about every single concert. Yep. So
what can you do?
It's tough. I mean, one thing evil billionaires can do is not be so openly bigoted about their homophobia.
Right? Yeah. Right. Secret bigotry. Right. Like,
just like, yeah,
they
spend a lot of money on a secret like super PAC to advertise or whatever.
But I will say my one Chick-fil-A thing, because I grew up in Texas, I grew up with Chick-fil-A. I always wanted it on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the issue.
So that is the problem. It is delicious, but fuck Chick-fil-A for that already. I was upset.
Same
and
with In-N-Out.
Haven't eaten it after. Yeah. Wait, they're closed on Sundays?
Yeah, dude. On the bottom of the In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, they're not closed.
They just love
open
the Lord.
Yeah, they love the Lord.
can we get a fact check, Miles?
In-N-Out is
on the bottom of the In-N-Out cup. It says John 3:16. Whatever, one of them.
3:16. You just say 3:18.
I don't know.
I can't believe I got that right.
Yeah, John 3:16.
What is John 3:16?
Is that Jesus died for your sins?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're open.
Fuck.
That whoever so believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you, Christian boy.
Methodist, I had to sing a song version of it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Our Lord.
Never ever believes in him. Shall not perish but will have everlasting life. John 3:16 means you can be born again.
There's very few moments I've hated on this show as much as that.
That's the word.
Listen,
it is the word. Damn.
None of us are eating Chick-fil-A ever since all the homophobia and transphobia came out. So everyone gets top marks on that answer.
Yay!
Gay rights all around. I'm so proud of everybody.
Whee! But I don't believe in Jesus, so I get docked a point.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So it's neck and neck, guys.
Ooh.
Rendering that last round completely meaningless.
Wow.
What's the word?
Gene
is like, come on now.
I need the theme song. I can't. That's the only way I'm activated.
Yeah.
It's like how Superman is powered by the sun.
Gay rights.
Yeah. The word is, this is two words, so the phrase is leap year.
Oh.
What's y'all's opinions?
I'm going to go ahead and say fuck leap years. Also, fuck daylight savings time. Why we got to get all wonky with the calendar?
Very different things.
You know who had the calendar figured out? The Mayans. You know who killed them? Colonizers. You know what we should do? We should go back to that standard. They had dope-ass calendars. Our calendar is stupid, and therefore it needs a leap year.
I do like the circle calendar. The shape is beautiful. I agree with that. I agree with daylight savings times. And some people have been saying, you know, the pandemic, this is the perfect time to kill it.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is all fucked up anyway. Just get rid of it. No one will notice. And it'll be great because we won't have to live like these crazy, like dark mornings where you're like, it's 8 o'clock, but it's still pitch black outside, I guess. I hate that. But I think leap year is awesome and necessary. Otherwise, we would slowly, every 4 years, get shift seasons and be confusing to us in the calendar year. And eventually, Christmas would happen in March season.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
Because the world observes leap year, right? The entire world observes
the whole world observes it.
Yeah, because the whole world doesn't observe daylight savings.
Because there's actually 365.25
days. It's about the solar system. It's not about the clock.
It's bigger than us.
The timetables.
It's bigger than us, guys.
You know, that is kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
There's very few things that the entire world agrees on.
Everybody's got to do it.
Wow.
And
that's okay.
I agree. I think it's pretty freaking awesome. And the reason is that, but then also, if you're born on leap day, I mean, it's a whole extra day that you just get as like a bonus. And if you're born on leap day, that means you're technically a quarter of the age of everyone else. Yeah. You're a 40-year-old man. Nope, guess again. You're a 10-year-old boy.
Here's my problem, though. Leap day, free day. How dare they make anyone do anything?
Yeah, I agree.
It's true. It should be an automatic vacation day for the world.
It should be called Boinko Day.
It should be the purge.
And it should just be everybody does whatever they want.
No, 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 no.
We should be able to murder.
No.
Miles, what's your leap day opinion?
Boinko Day.
Amy Adams is like super talented.
Is that the leap year movie with Matthew Good and Amy Adams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, did you know that you saw Sharp Objects? She was in Julie and Julia with the same dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love this Amy Adams conversation.
Yeah.
I love Amy Adams.
She's awesome.
You know what?
You're getting
I already have some points lined up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I think... What do you
think about leap years?
I think that they're necessary for science based on what we've already discussed. I think that gives... just because Ned had a really great joke about the 10 to 40. Mm-hmm. He gets first points. Keith, you get the second points.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Miles, you pulled ahead with that Amy Adams reference.
Whoa!
You got my gay ass on that. And Zach...
you got my gay ass on that.
new t-shirt.
Got my gay ass on that.
Oh, he won! A new Casio keyboard.
Zach, I think you came out strong, but you did conflate daylight savings with leap year. So you got to start pulling up the rear. I believe in you.
Hey, that's fine, man. I'm going to pull up that rear. I'm going to get your ass.
All right.
That's
right. Get my gay ass.
What's the word?
What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
Ooh, the word is voicemail.
Voicemail. Okay, voicemail is the absolute worst. All right, like it's great that you can leave me a message, but the everyone takes so long to get to the point in voicemail messages. When I have to listen to a voicemail message and just hear someone be like, we were trying to, it's either like a spam caller or someone that really could have communicated the point by texting. The minute they invented like voicemail transcription services,
changed my life.
I don't think I ever listen to voicemails. I just read the transcription and I either delete it immediately or call the person back.
I am such a staunch opposer of voicemails that I do not have a voicemail box. You can't leave me one.
Whoa. Yep.
And there's many reasons, but mostly it was because there's so many ways to contact me, and that's the worst. So I'm going to remove it. And then second was, now that we're public figures, I didn't want people to know if they had correctly found my number.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't even say you've reached this number. It just says the person who has this has not activated their voicemail
box. I didn't even know you could do that.
I never set it up. Got the new phone and like never set it up.
Mm-hmm. Genuinely, probably a bi-weekly conversation I have with my grandmother is she'll send me a text. I'll miss her call because like I'm in the shower. And then she'll send me a text like, hi, sweetie, your voicemail box is full. And I'm like, yeah. I know. That's the point. Uh-huh. But it means so much to her to be able to leave me a voicemail. And actually, okay, we all are anti-voicemail. However, there is something about voicemails that I do like. I have kept voicemails from all of the significant people in my life.
Yeah.
Birthday messages. This is actually maybe a little dark, but like I have ones from grandparents who have passed away. And it in my mind, this is where it gets dark. I'm like, I want to have a record of their voice in case something happens, to have this recording of them.
I do that too.
Yeah, it's sweet, right?
Yeah, I have like my mom calling me after Wes was born.
Aww.
I have the first ever voicemail message that Ariel left me when she was just playing phone tag to like, we like started dating right very close to Christmas holiday. And so we just like called each other a lot in our early, you know, dating.
Life
basically,
used to be.
We just had like phone conversations as dates. For like hours.
You guys on that voice.
Fuck, Zach. That's
romantic,
a good point.
Dude.
Romantic.
That's a good point.
Miles, you romantic with the voicemails? You hate them.
I love a voicemail. I really do. I think that they're a good opportunity to leave your friend like a silly message. So sometimes I'll call a friend and be like, yo, your fucking feet stank.
Very funny.
And kind of like do it. Me and my friend did like a tag team rap battle over the course of a couple months. We just call, get their voicemail. And then he called me one time and I picked up and he was like, hey, hang up and then don't answer my next call so I can leave you a voicemail.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You guys on that voice memo game where you go to your text messages and then you'll just send off like a 30-second voice text.
Uh-huh.
Love that shit.
And then it disappears.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, like so you that. Can be a secret spy.
I like that. I like that it disappears.
A little spy in disguise, like, starring Will Smith and Tom Holland.
I don't know. Did I?
I'll do like little video text messages, which is basically like Snapchat except through text messages.
I do that.
It's betraying my age, but all my friends are not on Snapchat, so what can you do?
Hmm. This is interesting. Mm-hmm. I think, Zach, you're going to get the top points.
Woo!
Wow. Uh-oh. You brought up the sentimental aspect.
You swerved with that sentimental, baby.
Yeah, I'll swerve sometimes.
I will say I personally dislike it because there's this phenomenon that only affects Asians.
Oh, yeah.
I have
a
Chinese... I could be Chinese because my last name is Yang. So there's this whole scam where they have all these like automated machines with Chinese voicemails telling people... with Asian last names that you owe the Chinese government money.
Oh, man.
So they make millions of dollars a year because they leave all these voicemails and they just are targeting, hopefully, illegal immigrants. Mm. That's like the idea in their head that they're going to get their money because they get scared that, oh, China needs your money. So I used to get like 5 a day at some point.
That's fucked up. Yeah. But also, should we start doing that?
Ned, for that, you're getting last place.
You say like, millions of dollars?
Miles, I liked your weird silliness with this. I'm giving you second, Keith, just because you ended up talking first. You're getting second to last, but this is anyone's
third.
Game. Still anyone's game.
What's the word with Eugene? Oh, we're falling apart.
Oh, shit, I can't do it unless you're in unison.
Okay, yeah.
What's the word?
On the ones and threes, Zach.
Bad that I want to scam all those people.
It's a game.
What's the word with Eugene?
The word is layover.
Ooh.
Oh. You know what?
You know what?
I kind of like a nice hour and a half to 2 hour layover because I like to explore the airport. Sometimes airports have little wine bars, and some of those wine bars do like flights, and you can get like three mini glasses of wine, or you can go have a local fast food chain that maybe you don't have here. When I go through Atlanta, sometimes I get the Bojangles fried chicken because I have no access to Bojangles anywhere else. So I kind of like slightly longer layovers. They also give you a padding if your plane is delayed, but I kind of like airports. Mm-hmm. I know that's weird, but they're kind of fun.
Keith, I'm with you.
Yeah.
A 45-minute, hour-long layover, no good. You might as well just get nonstop. But a two-hour layover where you can just, like, get a little funky with it, like, have a nice, relaxing, like, four-glass-of-wine lunch.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
That's good. And also, one time, when I flew to South Africa, I had a four-day layover in Paris.
Wow. That's not a layover.
Through Paris.
It's a stay.
It is a stay, but it was the same exact price as because it just sort of like counted as a layover in the system.
Wow. That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That's a very cool. I know I've heard of people who use, there's a way to buy plane tickets where you buy something with a layover, but then you actually take a second flight as your second half. So you don't use the second like part of your flight, right? So I want to go to Florida, let's say. But I don't know. Yeah, let's say I wanted to go to Florida. That's a crazy idea. But I could buy a ticket to Chicago through Denver and then actually take a flight from Denver to Florida that would actually be cheaper somehow.
Too much work.
It's so bizarre, but people do that. Or know what it is? Tough. It's the opposite. It's like, I want to fly to Denver, but it's cheaper for me to buy a ticket to Chicago through Denver.
And I
just don't complete the flight.
Wait, how are you getting to Florida?
That's I gotta drive.
Do you have to re-enter security?
No,
in Florida.
Yeah, well, in Florida, yeah. But no, the idea I mess it up. It's that you jump out halfway through your flight.
That's crazy.
It's cheaper.
What about
that
you,
way.
Zach?
Growing up, I loved a good layover. You know, you stay over with your friend, you stay up all night, you make popcorn. Whoever falls asleep first, you dip their hand in the hot water, make them pee their pants.
Second.
You're watching that staticky HBO channel, trying to see the new video.
Did it again.
Oh, I'm so silly.
A sleepover.
Daylight savings layover.
I will always pay more money to not have a layover. Direct flight. Because like most of my flights, New York to LA, if you're telling me I need to add another 2-3 hours to that journey,
well,
not
certainly
a
if
chance.
It's a red eye. You don't want 2 hours in the middle of the night.
I do wonder, though, as I am older, though, like, I have chronic pain, and I can't be on a plane too long, so maybe, you know, having a layover so I can pop out, do some yoga in the terminal.
Stretch your legs a little bit.
Yeah.
I will always take a layover to fly into Burbank rather than LAX, because Burbank.
You would rather do a layover.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
100% of the time. Now, I live further from the airport than you did.
You live different places than we live 10 minutes away from Burbank Airport. Don't shake your head that vehemently. If you had my life.
If you had my life.
You would understand.
But the question is, would you do a layover because you can go into a preferred airport? That's kind of the pitch. Yeah.
How long are we talking here?
Well, typically, this scenario is typically going to Chicago. It means I'm going to lay over in Vegas. I will take a short layover in Vegas. Also, sometimes it's just the kind where the plane lands and then you keep flying.
If it's scheduled appropriately around like lunchtime or dinner time, a long layover is great. Also, none of you guys have kids, but if you did, you would understand that having a kid and entertaining them for 6 hours on a plane flight, pretty tough.
Yeah, but kinda also nice. Getting all their shit off the plane and getting a little knapsack,
like
and
I
a little
said,
baby seat.
If you had a kid, you'd understand.
Yeah, my life! My life!
No! No!
Miles, what's your layover opinion?
You can find me in the Hudson books on my tummy. Reading Entertainment Weekly. Yeah, queen.
Am I the only anti-layover? That is crazy to me. Direct flights, all. You know what? I'm doubling down. Sorry, Miles. Go on.
Of course direct flights are better, but like if you're gonna...
Stay away.
There are times when, like, don't be mad at it. Just embrace it. Get your, you know, overpay for your chair massage.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, 4 glasses of wine at lunch.
I like it to feel like Castaway, where, like, I kind of live in the airport.
You mean the terminal?
The terminal, yeah. That's a good point.
Other Tom Hanks?
It's kind of like a layover.
Wrong movie.
He eventually
they both have planes.
Yeah. Terminal where he kind of lives there. Because then it's like if I'm there for a couple hours, then I kind of like, hey, what's up? You know, to the flight attendants and stuff. Like I know him.
Not only do I hate layovers, I want my time in the airport to be as minimal as possible. I cut it so fucking close that, like, I want to be the last person on that plane. I want to basically miss it every single
time.
You're
such a risky flyer.
We don't like that about you.
Yep. Well, guess how many flights I've missed? One, two. It's happened twice.
I remember two.
Listen, this is all very intelligent discussion. I gotta say, if you're closest to my opinion, I am notoriously not very much of a fan of flying. So I'm gonna have to give Zach the points.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm gonna give Miles the least points for saying he's gonna stay in a terminal and be castaway and scare people.
Fair.
And then can you guys Rochambeau real quick for a second?
Sure. On shoot.
Yeah, on shoot.
On shoot. One, rock, paper, two, scissors, shoot.
Ooh, tie.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, Ned's
got it. All right.
Wait, were you about to say the same story? Was it when we were landing in Texas? So Eugene hates flying.
Oh, this
and
is good.
Our airplane was landing. And so you're going down. And then all of a sudden.
That was in New York, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
It then starts accelerating like crazy and rips up going north.
Oh my God.
And we all
terrifying.
Just like.
It was like literally, you know, you were maybe 100 feet off the ground. Almost at the runway, and then it accelerated like I've never felt before, and then took off again because there was a plane on the runway.
It
was a swerve, and everyone on the plane went, "We're gonna die!" Like it was a moment. It's accelerating for some reason.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, they practiced those.
I was excited, and then I looked to Eugene, and I felt bad because I knew that he was shitting bricks.
It was like it's the only time I could be called white. I was a ghost.
What I was gonna say is the one we were in the Singapore airport, and we were on the way home, and we walked around for hours trying to find these secret massage chairs that were supposed to exist.
Oh my
god! We're carrying all of our luggage around, so it's hurting our backs.
Becky and I were adamant on finding these,
and then eventually we gave up and just bought massages from the massage guys in the airport because we were so set on getting a massage, a free massage, that we just paid for some
free like sitting chairs.
It's the decision point where you've spent too long on something. So then there's a point where you say, I've spent so long in this, I'm going to keep doing it even if it kills me, or you give up.
It's on cost fouls.
But it was the best massage I've ever had. You know how when you get a massage and you want them really to work on like one area and like just work on the problem area, but they do the whole body? No. This guy worked on the one area for 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
It was incredible. And he was a strong old Asian man and he ripped my back apart.
Yeah, if I could do a layover at the Singapore airport,
that's different. That's a cool
airport.
And
he grunted the whole time. It was awkward, but it was good.
Awesome and awkward.
It was awkward.
It was like really intense grunting. But he worked the knots out of my back.
Hot.
You know, it is funny. Your love of layovers, I recall you went, I think, an hour or 2 hours earlier.
Many
to,
hours early.
To the airport
thing. 6 hours early.
I'm like, Maggie and I were like, well, we're not going to do that. Let's go to a hawker center and get like one last great meal.
But the Singapore airport's different. That's like a theme park.
We got such good xiaolong bao at that airport. It was probably some of the best xiaolong bao I've ever had in my life. And it was in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Did you make it to the Pokemon store?
Oh, we did.
You did.
Oh,
okay,
we
good.
Sure heckin'
took so many
did.
Pictures.
Took a lot of pictures. Also had a great time. Also, the lady at the xiaolong bao place was like, that's too many. And we're like, no, it's not. she said, that's too many. And I said, no, it's not. And she said, okay, you're going to be wrong. And we ate them all.
Yeah, of course you did.
Nice. She was like, that's
too
many.
And then you looked her in the eyes and you said, now what?
Now what?
Now what?
You said, give me another.
I wanted more. They were honestly some of the best I've ever had.
What's the word with Eugene?
Oh, shit. Whoa. This one's going to be, I think,
spicy.
People are going to fight.
Whoa.
Atlantis.
Oh.
The lost city
people are gonna fight
of Atlantis.
I always think of the commercial of that one resort somewhere in the Bahamas that had the water slide that went under the sharks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ever think about.
My
Atlantis
sister
now.
Got to go and I
Are
didn't.
You kidding me?
I'm so mad.
It's real?
It's real.
Classic resort.
Did she go down the slide?
Of course she went down the slide. What else did you fucking do there?
Whoa.
And you know who else was there while she was there?
Jay-Z.
Oh, that'd be so cool. No, Phil of the future fame. And she stalked him all weekend long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Phil, if you're watching. Stephanie apologizes.
Wow. Did you guys ever go to any of those things you saw on a TV commercial? I know this is sort of a side tangent of Atlantis, but like a place you saw as a kid and idolized and imagined would be amazing and actually went?
Oh, yeah. Schlitterbahn.
Oh, God.
Hottest, coolest time in Texas.
So
yeah, best water park
in the
nation.
Do you think they would open up privately for us if we made a dope video there having a fun time?
Schlitterbahn, you listening?
Maybe
Schlitterbahn road trip.
I will drive there.
100%.
100%.
I will take y'all to Schlitterbahn one day. We're going to be 80 years old.
We can't go with... We have to, it has to be closed down just for us for many reasons.
But by the time we're 80, no one's going to care. You know,
that's true.
But then my body will break on the water slide.
I might die.
I'll die.
I might die on it.
I have a mixed feelings about water parks because when you're going down that slide, the little ridges in between the tubes just and like rip your back apart.
You gotta go on the tube slides.
Those are better.
When you go on an inner tube.
Love that.
They're faster, they're safer, they're fun.
Yeah.
Especially when it drops straight down.
Oh, that's so scary. I love it.
I like the vert ramp.
Back to Atlantis, though. Look, do I think there is a lost civilization, lost to time, hidden under the ocean?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, I do.
There's mer people for sure.
There's so many cool things about believing in Atlantis. It's like, why would you want to live in a world where magic doesn't exist? Just think of it as if it does, and then make it true. Like, there's so many things we don't know about ancient civilizations.
Damn right.
You know, just because we can't find it yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And there's all these stories of places that fell into the ocean, either comes to, like, there's a volcano or there's an earthquake or landslide.
Where on the map do you think it is, Ned?
The Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. Cool.
Do you think... Is there a like young adult like fiction series that's basically Harry Potter but mermaids and they go to Atlantis and there's like a place to learn to be a mermaid?
There has to be.
Instead of getting a letter from an owl, you just get a fish flopping on your doorstep.
Like you go, you know, and a fish just like coughs up like a medallion and you touch it and suddenly you grow a tail.
I just want to say, underrated Disney film. You know, they said that the golden age was over. Sure, that's true. But Milo, I feel like I look like a poor man's Milo. I wish that I could pull off that look. Mm. It's a pretty good movie.
Atlantis isn't bad.
Not good Disney bad. Movie.
I will say, since we all have childhood wonder and we're not dicks, we're going to say Atlantis is real. So what my judging will be on is, tell me, what sort of sea science do you think that they have down there? And give me the one example you think is the coolest, that it combines technology and something in the ocean.
Fish-powered turbines, where there's just a bunch of fish and they're like mice running in wheels, but they're just fish pushing with their little tails to push a big gear, and that's how they pay power. They enslave fish.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Fish slavery.
Okay, that took a hard turn.
Okay, they research the deep sea vent creatures that are all psychedelic and have weird eyeballs, and then they cut out their own eyes and replace it with deep sea fish eyeballs. Ooh. So that they're seeing the colors of the rainbow. They're seeing all the terrifying. Different, all the. It's so dark down at the bottom of the sea, but if you got anglerfish eyeballs, you can see everything. You can see heat, you can see color.
So genetic modification,
and fish slavery, okay. And you have like glow in the dark tattoos.
Got it.
Damn, I was just gonna say like little seahorses that give you massages or something.
That's not bad. I wouldn't bail on that idea.
Okay, you got little seahorses and they give you massages.
It's also kind of fish servitude.
It's
Miles,
fish slavery.
What are you? What is your pitch?
Probably like a tuna nuke.
So weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, like a nuke that's tuna that kind of destroys civilizations.
Made out of tuna.
Yum.
Yeah, so it's just like that. Fish falling on.
Yeah, the fish kind of goes and then just detonates, and it sort of is like massive.
Fish bombs, fish nukes.
Yeah, fish
tuna
nukes.
You see Watchmen, you know, rain squid from
tuna
the sky.
Tuna nuke casserole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's all very dark answers. Uh-huh. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to have to rank from darkest to lightest, but I'll do lightest in top place. So, you know this, Atlantis, we want to make a nice place. So, tuna nuke goes to the bottom.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh. Warranted, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't like fish slavery, but that pun put you at the top.
You're all the way up.
You know, Zach, cute little seahorse with massage.
But you get to wear a seaweed robe.
And they fillet you.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to give you.
I'm kidding.
I'm gonna have to give you second place, Ned.
I'll take it.
The fish eyes also kind of implies that they then kill the other. The other creatures.
No,
nope,
you
the
take
eyes.
It from cadavers, baby.
Oh, still somewhat dark.
As long as they're organ donors on their Mercard.
You think in Atlantis they eat fish, obviously, but then they also
but they live
use,
with fish.
They
the
live
fish
with
people.
Fish. So that's like what
they are fish. So is it cannibalistic to eat fish?
Damn.
Shoot, we skipped over gills as lungs.
We eat mammals.
It's a given.
I always think about the Futurama Lost City of Atlanta episode. It's a great, great episode.
Oh, where they, the classic, uh-huh. How do we do it?
Mm-hmm. How do they have sex?
I bet the coolest thing would be like little films of like bubbles where you can like swim through the bubble and then it's oxygen on one side. And
you're
it's
just
like
picturing
water.
In the first Star Wars.
Yeah, man, Gungan City. That's my Atlantis.
Oh, shit, bro. Gungan City. As much as the Gungans were confusing, I loved their reality.
It was awesome.
Every time I go to Disney on the Star Wars ride, I only get Gungan City.
Everyone gets fucking Naboo.
Are they... They're amphibious, but they're like generally, they're like frog-esque. Because some of them are more frog-like,
I mean, they're very clearly like Caribbean, right?
Yeah, they're...
Whoa, I was talking about...
Yeah, they're Caribbean frogs.
Am I misremembering it that they have like...
There's some problematic racial things. Yeah,
for sure. Posed ethnicity, perhaps.
Yeah.
I just like Boss Nass and the ending. Peace! He holds up a big globe.
So you're basically saying that maybe the prequels, as they age, the Gungans were the best part.
Yeah, I think so. I'll defend that.
The world was the best. The ships were cool. The tech was dope.
And the Naboo Starfighter?
And also, they all agreed that Jar Jar sucked.
Ah, so they were...
The rest of the Gungan race is like, this
which
idiot.
Which is crazy.
This idiot. He's really an exception to who we are.
But then in the end, he became like a senator, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
so as jokes on them.
Well, as we've proven this year, it doesn't take much intelligence to get elected.
Hey-o.
Hey.
He wasn't even elected, I think. He was like the assistant senator.
He was appointed, yeah.
Yeah, he was appointed.
Okay.
Last round? Last round, yeah.
All right.
Vice senator.
The final word.
The final word. The final word with Eugene.
Final round.
Oh, it's a good one.
My God, guys. I'm going to show you this because I am not even joking.
What?
The word is try.
No! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
The word is try.
Wow.
Holy
I don't even I feel like nothing we say can live up to this.
No.
Well, this is kind of open game. Like,
good word.
Let me know what you think about the word try.
Wow. I cannot speak to it because truly the only way to experience the beauty of the word try is to embody it.
And if there were a quartet of beautiful boys that tried, well, dare I say, that would be the greatest channel in the history of the internet.
It's an action verb.
And then Miles?
Four hot bosses.
Hey,
man, Miles, you got top points on that one.
You are such a simp for Eugene.
I did like in school learning about action verbs. Yeah. It sounded like it was a more exciting moment in English class. Mm-hmm. Action verb.
You know, maybe because I was kind of drowning in the sentimentality of the previous two answers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you second place.
Oh, yeah.
It really perked me up.
I basically just copied Ned. I'll take bottom.
You want to take bottom?
That's fine.
In this cruise ship?
Yeah, that's where I can hang out with Keith.
You get to dance.
All right.
You know what? You and Ned can both take bottom.
Hey, wow. Bottom bunk bros. I
was really banking on third place there.
I needed it. All
right, I'll give you the third. I'll give you the
nice.
All right, so I'm going to tabulate these as we go to, of course, what tripod is complete without...
Advice that will go for Miles with Miles Bonsignore.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a new edition, Miles. You've been slacking. You used to give us new ones.
I'll make a new one.
This is the same.
People have been sending me some, and that's been fun.
Yeah, why aren't you playing those?
Well, just because this, you know.
Stop the music! We're going to sing you a new theme song right the fuck now.
All right.
Oh, I kind of like it that it's always the same, you know?
Hit it, Keith.
It gives me something to look forward to.
It's advice that'll go for miles. You can put it in your bicycle.
It's not better.
Downhill. It's advice that'll go for miles.
What's up, Miles Nation?
Oh, back with the voices.
How we doing, Kiwis?
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Have you ever wanted to be a confident little man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever wanted your feetsies to be sexies?
Yeah.
Big old dancing shoes.
I gotta go. I'm supposed to be on a call.
Oh, okay. Big old dancing shoes, Isaac. Big old dancing. Everyone's on their phones. Every single person is
now
on their
I'm
phone.
Worried that I'm
every
missing.
Single guy is on their phone.
I was like, am I
missing an appointment?
It must be pretty late if he's gotta go.
We'll make this one quick. Get stylish high top sneakers, you stinky wiener.
You want high top sneakers?
I wear high top sneakers and it makes me feel like a confident little man.
The tongue is so big.
That's big, but Keith, you also have cool sneakers, and that's part of the thing, is if you wear cool sneakers, you're going to have a big old dick, and you're going to be cool and hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that it's kind of like, you know, the sneakers make the man, etc. But if you have a cool sneaker, if you feel like, I can't really be confident in my clothing, people are going to tease me. Get a sneaker that fits the vibe, Ned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And you can wear that sneaker and be like, look at me. I'm kind of a cool guy, but I skateboard maybe. But I don't, actually.
Those sneakers look nice.
Thanks, man. They're skateboard sneakers, but I don't skateboard, but I am trying to learn.
You know who doesn't wear high tops?
What's that?
The guy who just left the podcast.
Yeah.
Because he wants to show off his ankles. Mm-hmm.
I know, but I feel like when I'm wearing high tops, it's like wearing big old moon boots.
I like the moon boot feel.
Yeah, so I feel like I enjoy that.
They're too big for me.
I do want to learn how to skateboard, and I think that I bought them initially being like, they're skate shoes.
Yeah.
And I never did that. Have you guys ever thought Try Guys Try Skateboarding?
I always liked the vibe of skateboard shops in malls.
Yeah.
But I personally never had a desire to skateboard. But I liked wearing Vans. Mm-hmm. I liked being adjacent to the culture of skateboarding, but it was not. I was always afraid I'd fall down and get hurt.
Yeah.
I tried it once and I did fall down and get hurt. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You know, I like the high top advice because it's kind of like the sports side of getting used to an ankle boot.
Ooh.
I think men look very dashing in a good ankle boot.
Definitely. Mm. I can get behind taller boots and like fashionable boots, suede boots, leather boots. I'm very into boots.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it being cold again.
Yeah.
Get my boots out.
I do have a new pair of suede boots that I haven't worn. I've had them for almost a year because I didn't like weather treat them. And then I got them in like January when it's rainy all the time. So then I put them in a closet and forgot. But I got these new boots I've been itching to wear.
And high top sneakers make you feel like you're good at sports. Like I can feel like I could pick up a basketball and feel totally at home. You know, but I can't.
You can't.
Did everybody assume you played basketball? Though. You were
tall. Exactly. People always be like, you probably play basketball, right? But in high school, I played Ultimate Frisbee.
That's also good for being tall.
Also good for being tall, but not as respected.
I want to see.
No.
I want to see.
Not nearly as respected.
What if it's tall guys who can't play basketball?
Mm.
I want to see like Keith versus Miles.
One-on-one basketball?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Well, both
who do
so
I think would win?
I'd be exhausted.
Have you played a game of basketball? It's nonstop. The last time I played was almost a decade ago, and I played with some friends, and I was beat red. I couldn't catch my breath. I was this game is demanding.
It's like it's exploring a stereotype, a soft stereotype in a fun way. Like it's like... like stereo hype. Right?
Yeah. Oh.
You're defying all that stereo hype.
Yeah.
Mm. You're tall. You must play basketball well.
Yeah, people think that.
And you'll be like, no, Miles and I, we're going to prove you wrong right now.
It's not going to be good. It's going to be embarrassing. Slow-mo shots of us just kind of leaning down and taking a deep breath.
Oh my God. Remember, I almost passed out. I was losing my, I was seeing blurry vision. I was so tired.
Was it full court?
Yeah, it was full court. It wasn't even a full-size full court. It was a smaller full court. It was like in a Marriott.
Still, though.
You know, it was like a Residence Inn, how they sometimes have basketball courts.
One thing, if it's half court where you're like moving back and forth is the main exertion. But if you got to do all that jumping back and forth, and then you have to go jog back and forth like the full court.
Eventually, you're just like,
so tired.
Let him score.
I'll get him when they come over here.
Let him score. I'm going to hang out by this basket.
Speaking of score...
Oh, my God.
Hit me with that score theme
What's
song.
The score? What's the score?
What's the score with Eugene?
Do we need a ranking or should I just tell you first?
Yeah, tell us first place.
All right. So the official winner of the first What's the Word with Eugene game.
This is the person whose point of view is the most similar to yours.
And therefore
share
the best
all the opinions.
Therefore
the best.
Yeah.
That person is... Mr. Keith Habersberger.
Hey. Yay. Wow, Keith, you guys are soulmates. Wow.
You get for your prize, pride.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wear that on your sleeve.
Suck it, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Suck it.
You got my gay ass good, Keith.
Oh, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I think this could be a limited edition shirt.
I guess that's your prize, is my gay ass.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good prize.
Treat it well.
I will.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to subscribe and rate us 5 stars. Yeah. Check out my new podcast, Baby Steps. Search for Baby Steps or youtube.com/Baby Steps. We got new merch at tryguys.com. You can wear it to support the show. And we got all new extra exclusive episodes and bonus content at patreon.com/tryguys. Join our community of 5,000 Triceratops strong.
With that said, I'm wrapping up my game show. Hit us with the tripod, What's the Word with Eugene theme song. Keith?
When you're riding on your bicycle and you think of a really funny word, you could send it to us at one of our emails or maybe a new one that Miles makes. We've got 7 emails for the tripod. They're all slightly different, but they're all the same. And if you want to hear this show again, just remember that show's name. It's What's the Word with Eugene.
Until next time, stay beautiful.
Miles, you got last place.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, well, maybe now you got first place now, Mom.